Salut et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome to Coffee Break French. In lesson 66, we're going to be looking at two expressions which will help you increase your range of vocabulary in French. These expressions are avant de faire quelque chose and venir de faire quelque chose. Now, in the lesson, I'll explain exactly what these two phrases mean, and hopefully by the end of the lesson, you'll be able to use them in your own speaking and writing in French. Voilà, bonne leçon de français. To begin with, and I know you probably want to forget qui and que, but let's just have a quick reminder of qui and que from last time. Anna, here's the sentence. Is it qui or que? The grammar which we studied last week was difficult. Is that which there, qui or que?
That would be que.
It's que, because it's followed by a pronoun. Okay, which we studied last week was difficult. The grammar which we studied last week was difficult. Okay, what about this one? Lesson 65, which has been downloaded tens of thousands of times, has helped people understand qui and que.
Okay, so in this case it would be qui.
That's right, because it's the lesson which has been, it's followed by immediately a verb. The lesson which has been downloaded lots of times and so on. So, I think we've got qui and que sorted. Let's move on. We're going to look at two expressions today, both of which use the infinitive of a verb. So you don't even need to worry about conjugating verbs in today's lesson. The first of these expressions is avant de faire quelque chose. So avant means
before.
So avant de faire quelque chose means before doing something. So it's a useful way of extending what you can say about things. We now can deal with the perfect tense, we can deal with the imperfect tense, and it's useful to just have that extra element in our vocabulary which we can use. So before doing something, avant de faire quelque chose. For example, avant de partir, je veux finir mes devoirs. Can you translate that?
And before leaving, I want to do my homework.
Exactly. Well, to finish my homework. Je veux finir mes devoirs. Okay? Avant de partir, je veux finir mes devoirs. Try this one. Avant de commencer, nous allons parler de la situation.
Before starting, we will talk about the situation.
That's right. Literally, we are going to speak about the situation. Nous allons parler de la situation. So, before starting, avant de commencer, or before beginning, nous allons parler de la situation. Maybe if someone is giving you directions. Avant de tourner à gauche, allez tout droit.
Before turning left, go straight ahead.
Yeah. So avant de plus an infinitive is used in many situations. It's also used when you're referring perhaps to the narrative in the past. So before leaving, I phoned your brother. Avant de partir, j'ai appelé ton frère.
Avant de partir, j'ai appelé ton frère.
Okay, and what would this mean? Avant de commencer, il voulait voir le professeur.
Before starting, he wanted to see the professor, the teacher.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's something important to know about avant de plus an infinitive. The fact is that the subjects have to be the same. And I'll explain what I mean there. If we go back to the example, avant de partir, j'ai appelé ton frère. Before leaving, I called your brother. Now, in this situation, who called your brother?
I did.
Okay. And who left?
I did.
Yeah. So avant de partir, so before leaving, that really means before I left, j'ai appelé ton frère. I called your brother. So before leaving, I called your brother. Avant de partir, j'ai appelé ton frère. Subjects are the same in both parts of the sentence. If the subjects aren't the same, then you need to use a more complicated construction. It's actually using the subjunctive, and we're not going to cover the subjunctive quite yet. But in the meantime, just think of avant de, and it can be used with the same subjects in both parts of the sentence. Okay, let's do some practice of avant de plus the infinitive. I'm going to give you some sentences or parts of sentences to translate into French, Anna. First of all, before singing the song.
Avant de chanter la chanson.
Okay, avant de chanter la chanson, before singing the song. Try before learning French.
Avant de apprendre français.
Okay, here we'll say avant d'apprendre le français. So D-E becomes D apostrophe because it's followed by a vowel. Avant d'apprendre le français.
Avant d'apprendre le français.
Okay, what about before eating the cheese?
Avant de manger le fromage.
How would you say before eating the cheese, which is very good here?
Avant de manger le fromage qui est très bon ici.
Okay, très bon, très bien. How would you say before eating the cheese which I have bought?
Avant de manger le fromage que j'ai acheté.
Que j'ai acheté.
Yes, okay. J'ai acheté.
Okay, and how would you spell acheté?
Well, you would have to make it agree with le fromage, so it would just be... Well, that doesn't add an end into it, so it would just be A-C-H-E-T-E, a kit.
And if I were to say, before eating the ice cream, which I have bought, how would you say that?
Avant de manger le ice cream.
That would be la glace.
La glace que j'ai acheté.
And how would you spell acheté?
You would spell it A-C-H-E-T-E, a kit, E.
That's right. It has to agree because of this preceding direct object rule. The glace is what it's referring back to. Avant de manger la glace que j'ai acheté. Now, I said we weren't talking about qui and que today, but they just came to me while we were doing those little examples. Avant de is very straightforward. You really don't need to worry about it. And it's really useful to be able to use it in lots of situations. So keep that one stored away, ready to use. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. We're going to look at another expression that also uses de and an infinitive. And that is the expression venir de faire quelque chose. And this one means to have just done something. Let's look more carefully at this expression and try it out with some examples. Now, think first of all, how would you say I have done my homework? Forget anything about venir de for the moment. I have done my homework.
J'ai fait mes devoirs.
J'ai fait mes devoirs. Okay? Mes devoirs. J'ai fait mes devoirs. Perfect tense, straightforward. We know this very well by now. However, I have just done my homework. In French, there's an idea that that's actually not part of the past, but part of the present, because you are literally completing the end of doing your homework. So it's a kind of present idea. Therefore, we're going to use the present of venir de plus the infinitive. So it's almost like saying, I am coming from doing my homework. In certain dialects of English, I've come from doing something means that you've just done it. Okay, so I'm coming from doing my homework. Je viens de faire mes devoirs.
Je viens de faire mes devoirs.
So it's venir de faire quelque chose. Let's double check that we remember how to conjugate the verb venir. I come is?
Je viens.
Je viens, V-I-E-N-S. You come?
Tu viens.
Again, V-I-E-N-S. He or she comes?
Il, elle vient.
And how do you spell that one?
V-I-E-N-T.
Good. Je viens, tu viens, il vient, elle vient. We come?
Nous venons.
That's right. V-E-N-O-N-S. Venons. You come?
Vous venez.
Venez, V-E-N-E-Z. And then they come?
Ils viennent.
Ils viennent. V-I-E-N-N-E-N-T. Je viens, tu viens, il vient, elle vient.
Je viens, tu viens, il vient, elle vient.
Nous venons, vous venez, ils viennent, elles viennent.
Nous venons, vous venez, ils viennent, elles viennent.
So, we've got these forms of the verb venir, and we're going to combine them with de, D-E, plus the infinitive. So, I have just done my homework. Je viens de faire mes devoirs. Notice the tense. Venir is in the present tense. Je viens de faire mes devoirs. I have just done my homework. Or I come from doing my homework, if you want to translate it in that sort of literal way. So, Anna, how would you say he has just done his homework?
Il vient de faire ses devoirs.
Okay, he has just done his homework. Il vient de faire ses devoirs. He comes from doing his homework or from to do his homework. Okay, how would you say I have just left?
Je viens de partir.
Je viens de partir. Okay, so I have just left. I come from to leave. Je viens de partir. Okay, just to double check that we're understanding this. He has just done his homework was?
Il vient de faire ses devoirs.
Okay, how do you say he has done his homework?
Il a fait ses devoirs.
Good. Using the perfect tense, il a fait ses devoirs. And using venir de, il vient de faire ses devoirs. Okay, let's look at je viens de partir. I have just left. How would you say I have left?
Je suis parti.
Good, well done. You remembered that je suis parti is used because partir is one of our être verbs. It's conjugated in the perfect tense using the auxiliary verb être rather than avoir. Now, we've used a number of ways to remember all the être verbs. Some people like to think of them as the verbs of motion. We've looked at Mrs. van der Tramp, or we've just looked at the pairs, aller, venir, arriver, partir, and so on. So, I have just left. Je viens de partir. I have left.
Je suis parti.
And if you said je suis parti, how would you spell parti?
P-A-R-T-I-E.
Très bien. Okay, how do you say we have bought the house?
Nous avons acheté la maison.
Nous avons acheté la maison. Okay, we have just bought the house.
Nous venons d'acheter la maison.
Très bien. Nous venons d'acheter la maison. We literally come from to buy the house. Nous venons d'acheter la maison. Anna, how would you say it's the house which I have just bought?
C'est la maison que je viens d'acheter.
Très bien. How do you spell acheter?
You would spell it A-C-H-E-T-E-A-K-E.
Are you sure?
No, it's infinitive.
It's the infinitive, that's right, because it's venir de plus the infinitive. Well done. It's the house that I've just bought. C'est la maison que je viens d'acheter. And in this case, it's the infinitive because venir de plus infinitive is the construction. Okay, so that well done for remembering that. Okay, let's take another few examples here. I have finished the book.
J'ai fini le livre.
J'ai fini le livre. J'ai fini le livre. I have just finished the book.
Je viens de finir le livre.
Yeah, le livre. It's masculine. So, je viens de finir le livre. And how would you say, it's the book which I have just finished?
C'est le livre que je viens de finir.
Okay, so c'est le livre que je viens de finir. It's the book which I have just finished. So, venir de faire quelque chose is the idea of having just done something, to have just done something. And it can be used with any infinitive. So, today we've looked at two constructions, both quite similar because they both involve a de and an infinitive. We've looked at avant de faire quelque chose, before doing something. We would translate it using doing in English, before doing something. And venir de faire quelque chose, to have just done something. Venir de is a little bit more tricky because it's translated in a different way in English. To come from, to do something. Venir de faire quelque chose. But both of them work in a similar way because they're both using a de and the infinitive. Next time, we're going to be looking at, in a sense, the opposite of avant de faire quelque chose. In lesson 67, we'll be looking at after doing something. And there's something else that we need to take on board there because it's not translated in the same way as avant de faire quelque chose. But we'll leave that for next week. Okay, so today's lesson has been quite a short lesson.
Well, it makes up for last week because that was quite a long lesson.
Yeah, with qui and que, I suppose. But hopefully you've understood avant de faire quelque chose and venir de faire quelque chose. Are you quite comfortable with them, Anna?
Yes, I am.
Good stuff. Next week, we'll look at after doing something and put all of this together with some examples and some tests on what we've been learning. If you want more practice on venir de and avant de faire quelque chose, then check out this week's bonus exercise in the season pass. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.